open a window here, honey. I just need a blanket.
Yeah.
I'm bloody freezing.
And steal one of Lennox's 6 blankets.
And oop.
Darling.
Yes?
I'll take care of it.
Charging.
What?
And oop.
Use mouthwash?
Yeah. Because my mouth was gross and I could have fixed it by eating something or brushing my teeth. It chose the latter.
And oop.
Greetings, Internet. Welcome to But I'm Still a Good Person by Vince Nicholas. I'm Vince Nicholas. I'm joined by my sparkling wifey, Carolyn Nicholas.
Hi.
Hello, honey. Thank you for joining me on our sectional sofa for our little program here. Okay, so we went to Mikuni, which is a well-known slash famous restaurant chain in Sacramento. And then we saw Les Mis, a live production of Les Mis. And the full title is Les Miserables.
And oop.
Okay, so our morning started with me eating a bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios, and I did something a little unorthodox, honey. I combined honey and darling, Harling. I did a little something unorthodox, Harling. Tell me if you think this is gross. So I ate a bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios with milk, and then the remnants of the milk, the leftover milk in the bowl, I poured into a coffee mug. And then I poured coffee into there. So I felt like I was like saving / recycling / upcycling /
yeah,
doing good.
That's great. They bottle and sell that kind of thing in the store.
Oh, yeah.
So you did like an at-home creamer
right.
flavor.
Right.
That actually sounds very good.
That'd be so like hipster, hipster like TikTok meme-y viral. Well, they do have like Cinnamon Toast Crunch milk and,
yeah.
and Golden Grahams creamer and all that crap. And it was fine until at the bottom cup of my coffee, there was a little sediment. There was, at first I was like, oh, these are coffee grounds. Who made this crappy coffee? Oh, I did. But then I was like, oh, this is like a leftovers crumbs from the Honey Nut Cheerios.
Even that sounds really good to me.
I know.
Like some texture in your coffee.
I know. I'm going to start eating Cheerios with coffee, like pouring
yeah.
coffee in Cheerios.
Now you're talking.
About to go viral. And then we went to Grocery Outlet Bargain Market. Two things of note happened there. First of all, we didn't have a ton of stuff, but we had a nice, decent haul. But then a lady came behind us, got in line behind us at the cashier, and she had 6 to 8 items. And I feel like that's borderline. We should let her go in front of us.
Yeah.
You walk up there with like a pack of gum or a bottle of wine or whatever, or a pack of gum and a bottle of wine. 1-2 items, please go ahead. Please, ma'am. But 6 to 8 items, that's like, that's just... That's a little too much.
I think she's got to wait her turn.
Yeah, and she had a cart. If she was like spilling cans of tuna onto the concrete at Grocery Outlet Bargain Market, okay, go ahead of us. But she had a cart. She had just a few too many items, so we didn't let her cut. And then another thing I noticed is that when we first walked in, I could tell the cashier was new because the male manager pointing and saying, you need to press this and do this. And new girl at the Grocery Outlet Bargain Market. And we're used to Carla. We know everyone there. We know everyone there. We only talk to Carla, but we have a profile.
Oh, yeah.
We recognize everyone by face because we've been going there for 2+ years. So new person on the scene. Instantly we know. And so I was like, okay, this girl's new, whatever. But then when it was our turn to check out, she was the only cashier open.
Yeah, and no one was there holding her hand.
Right. No one was helping her bag. Carla, was there, but she was wherever she was. She wasn't checking people out. And at first, what usually happens is when we check out, you chat to Carla, and then she bags. She's pretty good about bagging in terms of speed. And so what I do is I walk by the alcohol coolers up front, and I look at the Michelada, and I think, why? Who? What? That's what is that?
It's like a tomato mixed with beer, right?
Yeah, tomato juice.
Tomato juice.
Yeah, mixed with beer. And I'm always like, what's up with that? But I'm also oddly curious. But you have some experience with it, right?
I've been in the presence of it.
Yeah.
I don't think I've actually tasted it, but some people I used to hang out with, they were big fans. They drank a lot of that.
For those people, honey.
My ex-family in-law.
And they're Hispanic.
Oh, they're Hispanic. I don't know if it is a Hispanic thing, but they were into it.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah.
But instead of staring at the Michelada, I put myself in the place of this young lady. I was like, she's got to be hating this. Like, she's the only cashier. There's a queue building up. She's new. She's got to look through all the pages. She's not... quick.
I was feeling the anxiety.
Yeah. So I started bagging the groceries because I'm a good person and I felt her pain. Okay. We did our grocery shopping super early, 7, 8 a.m. And then the plan was to leave at 11:15 to go to a parking garage and then walk to Makuni. You needed an hour and a half to get ready. You're going through a makeup renaissance.
It's a rebirth, really, is what it is.
Yes.
I stopped wearing makeup a few years ago because of COVID. I started working from home.
Yeah.
So I just stopped wearing it. And then whenever we did leave the house, I was wearing a mask. So what's the point?
Yeah.
So I like all my makeup expired and I threw it out. And now a few years have passed and I never wear makeup anywhere.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to wear it. I don't remember what I used to do.
Yeah.
I don't know what products I used in the past. I'm completely lost.
Yeah. What about these fashion bloggers, James Charles, these Get Ready With Me's with Jeffree Star and all this nonsense? Have you looked into that?
I have. I've come across a couple of people, and it's so overwhelming, though. So I like to take a little bit here and there, but I can't just sit down and search for it and watch a bunch of videos. I don't have the patience for that.
Yeah. You did good.
Thank you.
I would submit that COVID is one thing, but it's also marriage, dude. Like, we rarely go out at night. We rarely do the town, have a fancy night on the town.
We rarely go anywhere that requires me to wear something other than leggings.
Right. Right. You often say before we go to a grocery outlet, am I dressed up enough? And I'm like, you're wearing yoga pants and a cardigan. You're fine. But I get it. But how was the process? I think you did fine. I would say start lower. Don't go hog wild with the makeup too quickly. How do you feel? I feel like you look fine. You look pretty. You did well.
Thanks. It was pretty basic. It was a subtle look, but it was better than I've done in a very long time. So I was pretty proud of what I pulled together. And I've also been practicing this week curling my hair because I haven't been styling my hair much lately either.
Oh yeah.
So I'm trying to get my groove back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trying to get my glow up.
Yeah. You, your hair on Saturday looked like you had been to Hazy and then we had Boom Boom after. Like,
it was a little messy.
Yeah.
Messy.
Yeah. Like you had it done up. You got your hair did and then the old Boom Boom happened. The old morning quickie. Okay. So, Les Mis, honey, What does Les Mis mean to you in your life?
I'm a longtime Les Mis fan.
You are.
My parents took me and my brothers to a lot of musicals when we were growing up. So I'm really lucky that I got to see it when I was young, among that and a bunch of other stuff. Like whenever shows would come to town, we would usually go. We went to Music Circus a ton. So Les Mis was one I was introduced to very young, and I was obsessed as a kid. Mm-hmm. I had the little booklet that came in the CD case that had all the lyrics. So I would listen to it from start to finish.
Yeah.
And I remember the first time I went and saw it live, I was so happy and proud because I knew literally every word to every song.
Wow. Yeah. So you had the CD, not the tape.
Yes, we had. It was the two disc original company soundtrack.
I loved when they put lyrics in the liner
notes. Yes. I love that.
And then like some musicians would put just the mandatory credits, like producer, writer, arranger. And it's like, I need more. Like, how about some artwork? How about some lyrics? How about the little fold out? Give me 8 pages instead of just a front and back there. Music.
Yeah, with the pictures too, like the stills from the show. Love that.
I see here in my notes that your mom, Liz Fisher, used to fast forward through the parts where the prostitutes sang. What does Liz Fisher have against hookers? And if this evokes any childhood trauma, please cry into the microphone.
Well, she made me skip the song Lovely Ladies, but I was about 8 years old listening to this, so understandable.
To prepare, we watched the 25th anniversary, right? Concert.
Yeah.
Of Les Mis, that was at the O2 Arena in London, featuring a young, fetching Nick Jonas. And then you wrote / copied and pasted a 4-page synopsis that we read and we followed along with. And then we used, as we had a quiz. We do weekly quizzes as like family activity.
Yeah, family trivia.
By the way, those I get smoked in those freaking weekly quizzes.
Even like, when I think you should do well, you do really bad.
I know.
What's up with that?
I only did good in the Back to the Future one. Lennox and I tied. But like the Harry Potter one, the general knowledge one. What else?
What have we done? Pop culture. You did okay on that.
Yeah. Well, let me know when we do a family quiz of the 1994 San Diego Chargers roster. I'll ace them. I'll smoke them. So Les Mis to me means, I read the book by Victor Hugo in high school.
That's impressive.
I loved it. Well, it was the abridged version.
Yeah, that's the one I've read too, the shorter.
The real version has how many pages?
Super long. I think it's close to 1,000.
Jeez, yeah. But I remember reading it and being like, wow, this is like an epic tale. It should be a movie. It obviously is a movie. I like the movie with Hugh Jackman and Russell Crowe, Anne Hathaway. You didn't.
I hate it.
My only question is, why is Javert so obsessed with Jean Valjean? Why don't you move on, Rue? How about being obsessed with your family and get a life? No? Makuni at 11:30, and then Les Mis was 2 hours and 55 minutes, which included an 18-minute intermission. I had my pee plan, honey. I'm an old man. I pee a lot. So I peed once in Makuni, and then I planned to pee at Les Mis, but dude, everyone goes pee during the intermission. I was like, I'm not having that. I'm not going to wait in line and then possibly not be able to get back in, or just I didn't need it. So I held it, but I was fine. We paid $7.50 for parking, paid ahead. You go on the website, blah, blah, blah. But then we get there, and on the weekend, it's a maximum of $5. So, like, what the heck?
The website was deceiving.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like we could have, like, it should have been $5. It's the weekend. Yeah. It's the website. The website knows it's the weekend. I should get a freaking refund. So from walking from the parking garage to Mikuni. There were a few ways we could have gone. And I like Google Maps, it has the traffic and that's lovely, but I think there should be like homeless tents on the map because I don't want to walk by them. I'm with my woman, I'm with my wild chows. I want to avoid the tents and the scenes at the tents. I think that would be very helpful to just avoid any nonsense.
We should email Google.
I will. Okay, so Mikuni, if you're just tuning in, it's a very well-known sushi restaurant. It's a chain, 9 locations in Sacramento, 1 in Concord. Sacramento Kings players go there. Jerry Brown used to live in the apartment building above the location that we went to in downtown/midtown Sacramento. You've been there, right? You haven't been to the downtown location.
No, I've been to Roseville.
Yeah.
And
what do you remember? Do you remember, was it ever good? Was it bad?
It's sushi.
Yeah.
It's like standard sushi. I feel like it's just as good as other restaurants. Mm. No better.
Mm.
To me, I've never really gotten the hype.
Right.
But it is a place that people always talk highly of, and I know it's super popular.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never been there. So they have this item on the menu called illegal asparagus. It's hot oil blanched asparagus, Sancho pepper, yuzu salt, and zigzag sauce. It's 8 stalks of asparagus for $12, which I thought, what a great podcast title. I ate 8 stalks of asparagus for $12, and I feel like I was ripped off or something like that. Something outrageous. Clickbait. But I wanted to know, like on a scale of 1 to 10, how hot is it? It's got illegal in the title. Hot oil blanched asparagus. Zigzag sauce, whatever. The Sancho pepper, whatever that is. So I sent them an instant message, honey. I know people like to say DM, but I'm from the AOL Instant Messenger time, okay? I'm from AIM. There was nothing wrong with saying instant message. Why did it turn to DM? Why did it turn to direct message? Slide into those DMs. Instant message was fine. Mm. That's a solution to a problem that wasn't there. But I instant messaged them on Instagram and I sent an email and I was like 1 to 10. I said, hello, on a scale of 1 to 10, how hot is your illegal asparagus? Zero response. Zero reply. Like, screw them. So it's a couple blocks from the parking garage and we had a Bang drink, a Bang energy drink, which I didn't touch because I had coffee and I can't combine the two or else I'll flip out. But before walking in, how much energy drink was there? Half, 75%?
No, there was about a third left.
So we had to finish it before walking into the restaurant. So you, Lennox, and Luna started housing right there. Yes. On the mean streets of Sacramento. And I thought, wow, this is a scene.
We chugged and passed.
Couple under 18-year-olds slamming a Bang energy drink on the dirty, nasty streets of Sac. Don't call CPS on us. Right away, we walk in. We got seated immediately. They wanted to put us in the pub style.
Yeah.
What the heck?
I feel like they try to fill the pub styles first because people don't like it.
No one likes it.
So they want to fill it up.
I think the only benefit is that you're a foot closer to the TV.
That's very important.
The TVs are high up on the wall. And you won't crink your neck as much watching the Sacrament. Ladies and gentlemen, our next guest is a chonky boy. He's currently stretching.
Hey, Frankie.
Is he hungry?
And oop.
Will do. The ambiance, fancy, hip. I keep thinking I'm going to see a celebrity there. Is that Chris Weber? Is that Chris Weber? Too cool for us. Fell out of place.
But I had my makeup all done and everything.
That's true. I forgot my wallet, so I didn't have my ID. So I had you order me a Bud Light. I think that's breaking a law in 38 states, honey.
I knew they weren't going to card us.
Yeah.
I think we've passed that that point in our life, honey.
Yeah. But there's still some people who do it. And it's like, really? I mean, it makes me feel good, but at the same time, it's like, who are we kidding here? The default of giving only chopsticks, where I had to ask for a fork for me and Lennox. Why?
They just want to embarrass you.
I know. And they do. And they did. I'm an embarrassment to my Vietnamese heritage. You watch a girl on Instagram who's a foodie.
Yes.
She goes around and eats at restaurants. And she recently moved to Sacramento.
Yes.
She reviewed Mikuni. What did she say? What was her review? What was her hot take, honey?
She said Mikuni was the number one place that's been recommended to her here in Sacramento. And she was very underwhelmed.
Yeah.
And she said she'll never go back.
Yeah. I agree with whoever that is. So sushi, they come out, they bust out the ginger/wasabi right away. Who's that for?
We didn't touch it.
Ew.
We never touched that stuff.
It's gross. Yeah. Ginger is the most detestable vegetable on the planet. And wasabi, like, I don't need that in my life.
Yeah.
Too hot. You got an Aperol spritz, honey. You've been wanting this for as long as we've been watching Below Deck. It's very popular on Below Deck. Was it everything you hoped for and more?
Yeah, I love the Aperol Spritz. It's a very pretty, like, orange color.
Yeah.
Came with an orange slice on the rim.
Yep, pretty.
And it was a decent size.
Yeah.
Considering it was, what, $12?
Yes.
So it was a good drink. I just had the one, and it was good. I'll get it again someday.
Below Deck inspired us to try the espresso martini.
Yeah.
Now the Aperol Spritz, 2 for 2, 100%, batting 1,000. I got a Bud Light in a glass, a bottle, and then they give you the cold glass, which I like.
Oh, I love that.
It's got the fog on it.
It's very frosty.
Yeah, it's got the frosty. And at one point, I was done with the bottle of Bud Light. I poured it into my frosty glass, and I told Len, I was like, Len, take this bottle, hold it in your hand, and just walk around the restaurant, like bumping into tables, bumping into the wall. Mm-hmm. He wasn't having it. Sorry for wanting to go viral. Okay. Hashtag FYP.
It's a great idea, honey.
Thanks. I try. Well, it goes in. I mean, they housed a bang outside in 2 seconds.
I drank the majority of the bang. Okay, people.
Okay. Well, I could just see the headline, like Mike Tissell and Lisa Gonzalez saying, viral TikTok prank happens in Mikuni. Okay, let's get to the food. You got a rabbit roll, honey, described as blanched asparagus, avocado, mixed greens, inari, which is a deep-fried tofu, and soy wrap. Thoughts, feelings, comments, reflections?
I really liked this. It was all veggie. Mm-hmm. There's no fish in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked it. I felt like doing something different.
Yeah.
And that just jumped out at me on the menu. And the wrap, the soy wrap that came around the sides of each roll, each little piece, it was pink.
Yeah.
It was so pretty.
Gorgeous. At one point, we said rabbit roll, or someone said rabbit roll. And Lennox said, Mom's eating rabbit? Well, I thought it was good, but like there was flavor in there and it was good flavor, but it needed more of it. Like it needed 3 or 4 times the amount of flavor. But I had a piece that I thought it was okay. Sushi's not really my thing, but I can dig on it. And then you got the flaming shrooms, described as tempura mushrooms with crab mix, cream cheese, jalapenos, special sauce, shaved bonito, which is a fermented skipjack tuna. I shave my bonito a few times a month. It ain't right, honey. Shaved bonito flakes and green onion. What did you think of your flaming shrooms, honey? Thoughts, feelings, comments, reflections?
Well, I got these because that Instagram foodie girl we were just talking about, she got these.
Did you use her promo code?
So I wanted to try them, even though she said they were just okay.
Right.
I loved them. I love if there's mushrooms on a menu that are fancified, fancy.
Like stuffed mushrooms? Stuffed
throw-me. Yes. Mm.
Yeah.
I'm always drawn to that.
Yeah.
And these were really good.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously they have cream cheese in them, so they were delicious.
Yeah.
But they were fun to eat. That crunchy flakes, whatever it was sitting upon in the bowl with the green onions and the sauce, that was good.
Yeah.
Like I ate the mushrooms and then I ate every little piece of vegetable and whatever the heck was in my bowl.
Yeah.
I ate the entire thing. It was so good.
It had a light tempura coating.
Very thin.
Yeah.
And very, like,
that's
not overwhelming.
That's some, I do not like tempura. I do not get tempura. Like frying vegetables, what? dipping an asparagus in batter, then frying it, and then saying, there's your appetizer. Not for me. So visually, I just couldn't get past the white coating. But in the end, I mean, I look back, you live your life with regret, honey. And I do regret not taking a bite. But yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed them. I got the lunch special bento box with chicken teriyaki and stir-fried veggies with no rice and extra salad because I'm low carb for some reason. I've been low carb for 28 hours now, honey. Let me tell you, it's a lifestyle. The bento box form factor, I feel like a kid ordering this, and it's very popular. Lennox got a bento box too. But with, you get a big plate and then it's divided with little borders or walls. So everything has its place. I feel like a child because they do that for baby dishes too.
Yeah, toddler plates.
Yeah. What is that? I mean, the Japanese are very enamored with youth. What is it? Infantilized.
Station.
Yes, they love the Sanrios. But I've always been like, this is weird. And I'm the last person. I do not like my food touching each other. But I don't need walls.
Yeah, I don't. I like my food to touch each other. I want to have the choice to like mix things up. Or it's kind of fun when something touches its neighbor, and then you just take a bite, and it's all mixed together. That can be good. Those plates for kids with like the barriers, that's because kids freak out when their food touches.
Oh, that's true. Like,
but maybe adults freak out too. And so the bento box was developed.
Grow up. Actually, when ketchup touches a piece of Lennox's broccoli.
Yes.
It's either going in my mouth. Or it's going in the trash. She's
disgusting.
She's not a happy camper. I like the bento box. Like I think it's fun. It's cute. It's organized.
Totally.
Yeah. But yeah, I do feel like a toddler when I get it. I came with pickled cucumbers. They were fine. Just a little refreshing. They had some vinegar and sesame seeds on them. A little crunch. It was nice. A little palate cleanser. By the way, Len got the bento box, and he got it with rice and salad. They gave him mad rice, dude. I was like, wow, that's a lot of rice.
It was like a pound of rice.
Yeah, yeah. And it drives me crazy because we can make rice at home for 2 cents for, like per cup.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, that's such a loss leader. Or Mikuni's profit is higher when you let him give you all that rice. I thought the salad, the dressing on it was good. It was bussin'. And the greens, a lot of places when they give you the bento box or salad on the side or whatever, it's just a cheap iceberg mix, iceberg lettuce mix. But this was good quality greens, and the dressing was really good. That was the best part, to be perfectly frank. My stir-fried veggies, too finely diced, dude. Like, they chopped it way too small. A bunch of tiny pieces of vegetables. I like, in a stir-fry, when it's like a big honking piece of broccoli or like a nice-sized red bell pepper, nice big bite of that. Speaking of mushrooms, nice mushroom slice. I mean, it was good. It tasted fine. But it was... It was just way too small, little bits, little tiny bits. The amount of chicken in my bento box, piddling, scant. Okay,
especially next to Lennox's giant rice serving.
Yeah,
it was a very little amount of chicken.
Yeah, I counted it, 8 strips of chicken. Okay, minute, minute. It was just, I mean, it tasted fine. It's subpar chicken. With a decent teriyaki sauce, But it was, I was like, this is all the chicken you're going to give me for this $19.50 bento box. Once a week, you make chicken. If you're just joining, it's our Thursday night tradition. Boneless, skinless chicken thighs. And then you season them up and you cook them for way too long because that makes them really good. But your chicken is outstanding. And we don't put sauce on it because we're healthy.
Yeah.
Monday to Friday or whatever. But your chicken is fantastic. And this teriyaki chicken and makuni for nearly $20 was just like big miss. It was fine, but it was nothing noteworthy. It wasn't worth $20. Our entire till was $118.49. You just gave them $140, so it was $21 and change.
Mm-hmm.
For the tip. Overall, I mean, they have 9 locations. They're popular for some reason. Judy Farah, editor extraordinaire for Comstock Magazine, swears by the Fair Oaks location. She's been going there for a couple decades. Taro, who is a celebrity in Sacramento, he's the owner of this entire operation. He's someone. He's popular and he's a positive guy and he goes to Kings games and then whatever. Right? Makuni's, it's more name brand, but when we actually went, it was like, this is all there is.
I think it's a good restaurant, but I think it's, yeah. I think there, I could list 5 other sushi restaurants off the top of my head in Sacramento that are just as good.
Yeah. Well, Luna said, she prefers Suki Sushi to Makuni.
Yeah. We love our little West Sac spot.
Yeah. And I had a piece of your roll, I had a piece of Luna's rolls, I had a piece of Lennox's rolls. They were all fine, perfectly serviceable. They were fine, but talking about $140. and the teriyaki chicken, big time miss. But yeah, Makuni, I agree with that. Foodie blogger. I say never again. There's so many more restaurants. There's so much more good food. And I'm glad we went to say we went. But we didn't see Vladi Divac and the food was a miss. All right. And then so Les Mis was at the Safe Credit Union Performing Arts Center just a few blocks away. We got a heck of steps that day.
Oh, yeah.
We got 5,000-6,000 steps.
We walked like crazy.
Yeah. Walk into the garage. Into Makuni. And then Lennox had a doggy bag. So we walked back to the garage to drop off the food in the car. Walked to the Safe Credit Union. It's all within 5 blocks of each other, but it was a lot of steps. So we got there. The performance was at 1:30. Got there around 12:45, 1. White people, as far as the eye can see, honey. the crowd.
I noticed that.
Uh-oh. Frankie Blue sees something. There were no Asians in the cast. Racial. Our seats, nosebleeds, like straight up. We were in the upper balcony, 4th row from the back.
Yeah, that added to our step count also because we had to go up to the 3rd story of this building.
Yeah.
And then up more stairs once we got inside the doors to get up to our row.
This was, but even though we had nosebleed seats, there were $50.
They were the cheapest,
yeah,
and they were way in the back.
With fees, you spent over $200. You bought them.
Yes.
It was that's quite a pretty penny.
Yeah.
It was a full house.
Theater's expensive these days.
Like. Yeah. Well, yeah, everything's expensive. It was at or near capacity. You brought some tissues because you were ready to cry. You had them on the ready for us. I didn't cry. I'm a real man. Did you actually use any? Did you cry?
No, I held one in my hand just in case. I did tear up a little bit, not enough to use the tissue.
Gotcha. Their concession stand, a beer was $9.50. What the heck,
bro? And it was like a little 6-ounce plastic cup.
Yeah. So I had to stop myself after 5. And then during the intermission, you bought Lennox a bag of Skittles for $5.50. Why would you anger my mom? Why would you?
Was hungry. He had to get through. I had to fuel him through the second half of the play. So I gave him a bunch of sugar.
One thing I like to do at stage performances at plays is in the middle of the performance. I like to stand up and yell, "Why ain't any of y'all in the movies?" So there was very quickly, there was a foot tapper behind us.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know if it was toe tapping. It was both, but he was tapping his feet
on the concrete floor.
Yes.
Right behind your head.
Right behind us, to the fast songs. And this happened the first time within 10 minutes. So I was like, it bugged the crap out of me.
I was getting nervous because it carried on after the fast parts ended.
Yeah.
And it was like during some quieter parts, and it seemed like it was not going to end. It was going on. And yeah. I was getting more anxious because I could just feel like people are getting annoyed.
Yeah. Well, I was like, someone has to say something. And I thought that someone's going to be me. I'm your hero. I'm your Iron Man. Now listen, I got a good look at the crowd and we were just milling around before they let us in the house. So I lift, honey. I'm really strong. So I was like, the person behind me might be Conor McGregor, but in all likelihood, it's not going to be Conor McGregor. So I was like, okay, I'm going to say something. I will say something, because it's the crowd. I'm like at a Broadway musical play. I'm Mike Tyson, but if we were at an NFL game or a Kings game or a metal concert, I'm more like Ned Flanders. I'd be like, "Oh, someone should say something," but I had to speak up for my fellow people. So I turned around and I said, "Stop it!"
You did say it just like that.
He immediately stopped it. Now, see, I didn't know what I was getting into because I have no idea who's sitting behind us. Who cares? But it immediately came clear that I had to say something. And I took the risk, and even when I turn around, because it's dark in there, I had no idea who I said it to. It could have been an 80-year-old woman. It could have been a 4-year-old girl. I don't know, but I just said, "Stop it." And he stopped it. Found out later it's a he. All right. So he stopped. Now, it still popped up here and there, but it was just a few seconds of toe tapping, foot tapping. So suddenly everyone's freaking Mikhail Gorbachev. No. Who's the Mikhail Baryshnikov? That's the guy I was going for. Suddenly everyone is Gregory Hines out here. But then, once again, 30 minutes later, during one of the fast songs, back to the toe tapping, but it kept going and going and going. And I said, "Oh my gosh, this son of a gun." So I turned around and I said, "Stop it, please."
If it was just during the fast songs, that's one thing.
No.
But this went on and on.
Yeah.
Like throughout, even the quiet, sad songs.
Yeah. Yeah. And he stopped it again. And then that was all it took. It took two separate times for me turning around. And again, it popped up here and there, but just for a few seconds.
Yeah.
Momentary lapses.
Well, I kept thinking, like, why is this person doing this? Like, yeah. Who comes to a musical show, especially one that's like this somber as Les Mis,
yeah.
And you're tapping your feet nonstop? And then I started to think, oh, well, maybe he has restless leg syndrome or some sort of condition like that.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, well, he can come see a show. There's no reason he shouldn't have to stay at home and miss out.
Yeah.
But I thought he should take off his shoes. And then he would just have his socked feet tapping and then we wouldn't have heard it. And it would be, that would solve the problem.
Yeah.
This was the most rowdy crowd in a Les Mis show I've ever experienced. Mm. People were crinkling candy wrappers. Mm-hmm. They let people come in. Usually there's like a 10 or 15 minute window after the start time. And if you're late, too bad. You can't go in.
Yeah.
No, the doors were opening and people were coming in far into the first act, like really far. And then people were shuffling through.
Yeah. So it'd be
trying
like,
to find their seats. They were loud.
It's super dark. And then they open the door and it's during the day. We went to the 1:30 show. So a huge like freaking the sun would come in and be like, oh, okay, that's not taking me out of this freaking Les Mis performance. It was a bit raucous.
It did settle down in the second half.
Yeah.
But the first hour of the first half, like, I was a little concerned.
Yeah. So when the show was over.
And oop.
It's like a dark in here.
You want water?
No.
And oop.
Lights come up. Finally turn around and I see the person who ruined our afternoon. It was a teenager. Could have been 14, could have been 16, a teenage boy. I don't want to say, I don't want to be mean, but he had issues going on. I could tell he was on his own wavelength. I'll just say that. And I felt bad. But on the other hand, he was sat next to an older lady, looked like his grandma. She should have put the kibosh on it, like put your hand on his knee, kind of steady him. So I was like, I felt bad. But on the other hand, I didn't feel bad because he was ruining my freaking time at the theater. Okay, so the play sets were fabulous. Production, wonderful. Talent galore. Jean Valjean, the guy who played him singing Bring Him Home, was out of this world.
So good. That's my favorite song.
Yeah. But my problem isn't with the specific production. It's just stage and theater in general. I can't understand anything. I can't see the faces, see their faces or their mouths singing. And my ass hurts because they got the old school seats. It feels like you're going to the movies in 1998. So I would just suggest, and I know nothing about anything, but make the experience like the movies. Giant video screens so you can see the actors' expressions, subtitles on these giant video screens so I can follow the dialogue. We watched the 25th anniversary, had subtitles, read your Wikipedia summary, yes. And I still had no clue what the heck was going on in this play. I got the beats, I got a line here or two, but the majority of the time I was like, I have no idea what's happening. And the seats, recliners. Mm-hmm. The movies have changed over to recliners. They should have recliners at freaking football games, recliners at the theater, recliners at Golden One Center, recliners everywhere. Like, well, why are we still torturing ourselves? Did you have problems seeing and hearing, understanding? How was your butt?
I was actually comfortable in the chair. It was fine. I maybe have a little more cushion on my tush.
Mm.
I couldn't understand everything they were saying.
Yeah.
Not always.
Well, you know what? But you've seen this and heard this and listened to this. You know this story by heart. if you were someone, I'll just go see a play, or like some rando who has never read the book or never seen the play or performance or whatever. If you were just strolling in, for whatever reason, say your wife wanted to go, and you didn't know jack about Jack, you'd be hecka confused the entire
lost
time.
Yeah. I don't know how you would see this without knowing the story.
Yeah. But the majority of people knew, like, people, a funny line would be said, and then there would be laughter, and I'd be like, oh, I guess that was a funny line. But these people know,
yeah,
like, almost every line. They're like me with freaking Seinfeld or old Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. They know all the they know by heart, so they're following along. But yeah, the theater experience, I don't know. Well, we've talked about, like, Taylor Swift concerts. You're just staring at a giant TV screen.
Yeah, I don't know the point of going to a concert when the person singing is about a half inch high,
yeah,
and then all you're really watching is the TV screen.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Well, I would equate that experience with this experience. I don't know. It wasn't for me. Video screens, subtitles, recliners. Overall, with the Din Din Honey and the tickets and the parking, which we could have saved $2.50, but you spent almost $400. But I'm glad you bought these tickets so we could be a part of the glitterati, as it were, part of the theater crowd.
I am too. I think it was worth it.
Yeah.
It was a big splurge, but it was a really fun day. The four of us went together. It was. And I have no regrets.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you did it, because the $50 tickets would have been a non-starter with me. I would have never bought it.
You would not have bought it. No.
Yeah. So I'm glad that, like, you push and I pull and we go together, honey. Like peas and carrots, like Forrest and Jenny. And I can't. I just, these were the chief seats. Do you remember how much, like, the lower?
No.
Were they easily 100?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they have to be. Wow. These people. Well, you know what? We've even been closer, like, for me and Jace Fisher's performances. Mm. And I still don't know. I can't understand anything. I need subtitles. Yeah. I can't see. I can barely see their faces. And that's when we're, like, it's a high school auditorium, so we're closer. But I still just, I don't know. Live theater isn't my thing, but I will definitely go if you would like to go again, honey.
Oh, we're going again.
Okay, good. And then we came home and we watched Five Nights at Freddy's, which is a huge hit now. It's about the horror video game or something. What did you think, honey? We watched it last night. Dude, we spent like 6 hours in the city and then we came home and watched a 2-hour movie.
It was a good family day. We spent a lot of time as a family.
It was unprecedented. what did you think of Five Nights at Freddy's, darling?
I liked it. It was kind of silly, but it was entertaining and fun.
It was silly. I did not like it. Lennox did not like
it. The kids didn't like it. The kids are really into the original
video games
and lore and
graphic novels.
So they had high expectations and they were not happy with it. But I had no expectations going in, which is why I enjoyed it, I think.
I thought it was bad. It was like Megan.
Which I also loved. Which you liked,
yeah. I did not like. Luna left after 1:15. Me and Lennox stayed till the end, but neither of us liked it. So Mikuni, never again.
Okay.
Well, definitely. Do you agree with that?
I would go again, but I'll stand with you if you are refusing.
I definitely want to go see another play, only if they have giant TVs and subtitles in a huge font.
I was going to say, so you want to go to a movie, but movies don't have subtitles either. So you just want to sit at home and watch our big screen TV.
Yes.
That sounds good to me, actually.
Yes, that is my dream. I know theater is your thing, so I will go again.
We will go again, but for how expensive live theater is, we'll be selective with what show we see.
Okay. We'll cook at home.
Oh, yeah, yeah. At home.
We'll eat home. And we did bring snacks. I had a Slim Fast bar while sitting there. So, Mikuni, I say never again. You want to go again. Live theater, I say never again. You want to go again. I will go with you to live theater. And then Five Nights at Freddy's, never again. But, you know, I just, the monsters, like, I get it. There's something there. But in terms of the movie execution, it was just dumb. But I didn't know what to expect. But people like it. It's a hit. It made $80 million in its opening weekend. And that's what really matters. Alrighty. Well, are we done, honey?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're done.
And oop.
Alrighty. Well, that's the end of the program. It's been fun, but not really. Let's all try a little harder next time. Like, comment, subscribe, follow, review, and rate. Or don't. Do whatever you want. You're a grown-up. Make your own decisions. Do what's best for your family. Please be sure to use our promo code for Sacramento Broadway Music Circus. We don't have a promo code for Sacramento Broadway Music Circus. Goodbye, my parasocial podcast friends. I love you. My wife and I love you. We hope you have a good day today and tomorrow. And sure, I may have told a teenager to stop twice. I wasn't angry, but I was very insistent.
You were firm.
And urgent. I was firm, exactly. And I'm glad it wasn't a big dude. Because yes. How the upper level seating is each row is a little higher, obviously, because you're looking down the stage. And I watch a bunch of idiot football fans at games get into fights. And whoever is in the higher row, like the higher ground, it's like Anakin versus Ewan McGregor. You had the higher ground. You were the chosen one. They usually get the best of the person in the lower row.
Oh, yeah. You have gravity on your side.
Right, right. So, and you're punching down instead of punching up or whatever.
Mm-hmm. That's a phrase.
Exactly. So I knew I was taking a risk. I was like, this could turn ugly. This could turn mean. But I was willing to do it because it was driving me crazy.
And you know what? I bet it was driving other people around us crazy.
Yes.
And they were very happy that you said something.
Yeah. And you know what? Those people are cowards.
You can't be loudly tapping your feet as Fantine lays dying.
Yes.
Okay.
Who's that? Shoot. Cosette, Fantine, and Eponine.
Yeah.
I like those names.
And that oop.
I was ready to knuckle up. I was ready to engage in fisticuffs and cause a melee. Oh, we could have gone viral. Yes. My Lennox carrying a beer around, bumping into tables could have gone viral. Me getting into a brouhaha at the theater could have gone viral. Oh, we're on the verge of stardom, honey. We're on the verge of stardom. But I'm still a good person and we're still good people. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your time. Thank you for caring. Hope you have a wonderful day/night. Oh, bye-bye. And bonus content for our Patreon, honey. Here's a minute of Frankie whining that he's hungry that I recorded the other day. Enjoy. Are you hungry? 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 Uh-oh. He found my Wired magazine to lay on. Are you still hungry? Are you hungry? Are you hungry? Are you hungry? And then? And then? And then? And she said, what? And he did what? And then she said, what? It's an electric vehicle. That's why it sounds weird, Frankie Boo.
And that oop.
Ooh. We got chicken.
Is that crispy, juicy tender?
I can't eat no longer.
And that oop.